No need to push. I know where I'm going.
I like your tattoo.
Fuck off.
No, seriously, I really like the detail that the god of wind carries a fan.
Even the gods need help.
Agree.
What do you want?
I would like to make a call, to be honest with you. It's the first time that I'm in a place like this, and my mother and my husband are taking a little bit too long, and I just want to make sure that we are not going to spend the rest of the night here.
Officer! Yo, Chip! Preggy here needs to make a call to her doctor, now.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Oh, man. Oh. Okay, next.
Estoy en America. Text me if you need anything. Bye.
Oh, brilliant. Your grandmother never answered the phone. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
At the tone, please record your message. Oh. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more
okay,
options.
Okay, this is going to be interesting. I shouldn't call him, but he's good with this kind of stuff, and he's the only number left I know by heart. Okay. Let's see. Vamos. Jean-Paul! Jean-Paul, I'm over here!
Hi, ma chérie.
Oh, I missed you. I missed you so much.
Oh, sorry. That's my phone.
Who was that?
It's nobody. It's nothing.
Then just show me.
How about you just give me a kiss?
Huh? Okay.
Jean-Paul, it's me. When you get this message, call me. I don't know if you can call me to the number that show up there. I don't know if this number even registered. Anyway, it's a little bit complicated. If my new cell phone is 917-302-2233, but I don't have it with me right now. Anyway, bye. Oh, man, what an idiot I am. Okay. What do I do? Which other number I know? Hi, Leopoldo, it's me, Peppa. I'm calling from...
Anything but money, Peppa.
The only thing I want is Ray's son number. Hi, Martin, it's Peppa. I'm so sorry for not going today to your father's memorial. I left you a note under your door. I don't know if you saw it. Okay, this is very complicated, but I'm in a holding cell in New Jersey and I need your help.
Hi, officer. I'm Benjamin Solomon, Peppa's husband. I believe we talked on the phone. Here, it's her passport and the money to bail her out.
I'm her mom. How is she?
Yes, is she okay?
She's good. Don't worry. We don't need her passport anymore, and this man here already posted her bail.
Hi, I'm Martin. Peppa called me.
Martin! Oh! Yes, Martin. Hey, nice to finally meet you. I'm Benjamin. Sorry about your dad.
Thank you.
This is my mother-in-law, Carmen, and Ron, a family friend. This is Martin, the son of Peppa's former neighbor.
Hi.
I'm so sorry you came all the way here. And thank you. It's been a crazy night. We drove back to the city to get her passport because the police officer who arrested her could not find her in the system, which I don't even know what that meant, but anyway, it took us a while to find it, and we missed Shabbat too, and it... I'm sorry. I'm just a little overwhelmed. I apologize for the misunderstanding here. I'm her husband. I'm paying the bail. That's what we do. Husbands. Am I right? My mom would be so proud of me right now.
Nobody has ever jilted me or my brisket before. Benjamin is not getting a single penny over my dead body.
Give him a break. Peppa's about to give birth.
Oh.
You know, besides, it wasn't your best brisket. It's a little salty.
What? I am going to find out who is this French guy and the mystery man.
I've never spent so much time in a police station.
Now, at least how the New Yorker. Oh, interesting cover. Someone told me recently that the Brooklyn Bridge was tested by elephants. Did you know that?
Peppa probably told you. She's nuts about it.
Hi, guys. Hola, mama.
Consider the money I pay for you tonight, your wedding, and your birthday gifts for the rest of your life.
I'll get it back to you, mama.
Yes, right. You smell.
Sorry. What did you tell your mother?
The truth. She was over the moon.
Did they treat you well? Here, have some water. Are you hungry?
I'm starving, thank you. Ben, did you see that...
Martin?
Yeah.
He left.
Oh.
He didn't handle it well that you're married.
Why didn't you tell him
that... Here? Really? Besides, you're the one who has to tell him, not me. Come on, your purse. Let's go. Why did you call him anyway? Instead of Jean-Paul, your true love. This is not one of your stories, Peppa. This is real life. You're about to become a mother.
I know. So stop screwing around.
We have no money, no job, and soon we're going to be parents. Because guess what? I'm doing this with you, together, whether you like it or not. And we rely on this inheritance, which we won't get if you keep getting distracted trying to solve this stupid thing.
That's the only thing you care about, the inheritance and your stupid shoes.
You know that's not true.
Oh, really? Would you have married me if you didn't have the inheritance as a prize? No.
I lied to my entire family for you.
Oh, you were lying to them before, remember?
Look, getting this inheritance, it was never a sure thing. But I always knew that I could help you to stay here. So I did it for you and for him first without even knowing that I could be the father.
Why are you saying that now?
Okay, look, I didn't know how to tell you this because I didn't even know that you didn't even know this until like 2 days ago.
Then what is this? A fucking riddle? I'm very tired.
Remember when you stayed at my place after Jean-Paul left you for a few days?
Yes, so?
Well, that last night...
Yes. You went out with a date.
Yeah, and it didn't go well as usual. So you and me... We kind of partied a little bit.
Yeah, we drank a little bit, the karaoke, champagne, and then we watched Bridesmaids, and then we fall asleep in your bed. So what? That doesn't mean that we did.
No, Peppa, I'm really sorry to tell
what?
You this. I feel super weird about this. Trust me, but
no.
One thing led to another.
Ben.
Yeah.
No, did we have sex? Did we have sex? Fuck, Ben.
I couldn't imagine that you wouldn't remember until you told me about the Russian roulette thing.
I can't believe this. Why you didn't tell me? I mean...
It just happened. It wasn't a planned thing, and it was... I think we both needed it in some way. It was fine, I guess. It was instinctive sex, that's all. And the next morning, you woke up and you were so happy. You were insisting that what happened in the past is gone and now you're ready to move forward. You even thanked me. And I was so confused. I thought you also felt weird about what happened. You went back to the studio and I just kept it to myself.
Oh, when I told you I was pregnant?
Well, you said it was already 8 weeks. I mean, it was clear it was Jean-Paul until the new due date.
Joder, Ben.
I tried to tell you, but everything is all complicated enough anyway.
Really? You, Mr. Wright, that always made me feel so fucking uncomfortable for not being upfront sometimes, have been following me around the whole town looking for clues, looking for the father, when you could be the father too.
I'm sorry. I'm scared too. I was okay with being the uncle and your husband of convenience, but not the real father.
Well done, Ben, because if now you are the father, you have secured your precious inheritance. I can't believe you never told me. I'm going home.
Only for funeral, you say? De verdad, Pepa?
It's affordable, Mama.
What are you doing, Pepa?
I am leaving a note for Martin.
Leave him alone. You have enough in your plate.
Mama, let me do what I want to do, okay? Okay, Mama. So this is it. This is where I really live, in Manhattan.
I didn't raise you to live in this gloomy pig pen.
I need to take a shower. Make yourself at home, okay, Mama?
You were right, Mama. I'm brilliant at creating trouble, but a disaster in solving them. Maybe it's time to go back to Spain with you.
After what you mishandled to stay here, Benjamin needs you. I'm sure there's a better way to help him get his money and come out of the closet than lying. And what about your job at the magazine?
I never work at a magazine. I survive doing what you've taught me.
I always told you that a hairdresser won't ever die of hunger.
And I live here, not in a loft.
We are moving out of here.
Back to Spain.
There's only one thing I would love more than you coming back to Triana with me, your happiness. I'm sorry I was afraid and a little selfish like most mothers, but now I understand. You must find your path and make your own mistakes, because sometimes those are the best gifts of your life. Being a mother will change you forever, regardless of who the father is. When you hold a baby and you realize that everything else is just noise.
I can barely take care of myself. How am I going to take care of him?
In this world, there are two kinds of mothers, the ones that are innate and the ones that become a mother after they give birth. You are the second type, and you're going to be a wonderful mother.
I don't know if I can do it.
You can. We all do.
I don't know anymore what to do, who I am, who I have become, if it's worth it to keep wasting my time writing for nobody. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to fail him, like I seem to fail everyone I love.
You won't, because now I know you are trying your best. And you're not writing for nobody. The mystery of the Jamón Serrano killer is my favorite one.
Have you read it?
All of them. Macarena's grandson from the fifth floor translated all your stories to me. I know you have it in you, my little Colombo.
Mama.
Niña, stop. You're going to make me cry too. And then I wake up and my eyes are like two big bell peppers.
What are you doing with the iPad so late?
Reading about marriage fraud.
Oh, you have to drop this, Jaffa.
Go back to sleep.
Ay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. At the tone, please record your message.
Ben, I know you did it for me first, and I adore you and your shoes, and
sorry about tonight and for the dinner and for the drinks and for pushing you to marry me into this mess and for, well, you know what, I'm scared too, and I, especially if now you're not the father, and anyway, I'll fix this, okay? Two hearts. Te quiero. Bye.
Mama. Mama. How can you sleep like this? And when I was desperately looking for a pillow to cover my ears, I found my book, Judaism for Dummies, and I came up with a brilliant idea. I decided to write Rabbi Aleph for help, and to make sure he takes me seriously, I sent him the photos I have of him at the synagogue. Remember? The one eating the cheeseburger and the one kissing the husband of one of my clients at the hair salon? Oops, sorry, but we need to help Ben. Then I threw the unhealthy food in my fridge and lied on my couch like a normal pregnant woman reading What to Expect When You Were Expecting until baby Watson kicked hard. Ah! Oh! What is it, baby Watson? Are you awake? I know. I can't sleep either. Ay, what if Ben is not your biological father? I think we need to keep investigating. So I searched for my viral video. Whoa! 2 million views and going up? What? I can't figure this social media viral, man. A silly thing gets you massive exposure when working like there is no tomorrow to publish my mystery stories for more than 5 years gets me 1 view a day if I'm lucky. Ah! Go figure. Okay, here we go. I'm linking this ridiculous video to my blog. Boom, done. Okay, now let's do this. Hola, I'm Señorita Flores and I need your help to solve this mystery. The morning after the night this video was recorded, I found this mysterious note.